Hello.
We're back after a hiatus of 3 weeks. 1 month? 3 weeks?
A long time.
Too long.
Sorry. I got sick with everything.
Yeah, and she's also doing all the video editing, which is totally new for her.
Apparently that's really difficult.
Yeah, I'm not helping at all. And she's got the plague as well. So it's taken a while. But it's really good. I just looked at the first draft, what do you call
it? Draft, yeah, draft.
Cut, whatever.
Edit.
And I was surprised at the quality. I was very surprised. So you should all go watch this video. This podcast is part two of a Yaoi
special.
And in between parts one and two, much like Rogue One, is a video.
Yes.
So yeah, watch it. It's surprisingly good. It'll be on our Facebook page.
Yeah. That's
done an excellent job with it. Yeah.
Thank you. Cool. All right. This is Cryptid Addicted. Obviously, for those who don't know, you clicked on the thing that says Cryptid Addicted, so hopefully you know where you are.
I assume you're all Russian bots, but that's okay. We love you anyway.
But for those who don't know, For those who don't know, cryptozoology, I'm sick, let me be me, is the study of creatures and animals that are not scientifically proven to exist yet.
That's right. So we have covered a range of weird beasts alleged to exist so far, like giant Mongolian death worms and orangutan pig, all sorts of stuff. Bigfoot is like a famous cryptid.
Yeah.
So we're doing things like that.
Yeah.
And just figuring out whether they're real or whether they're not.
Yeah. I'm generally more of a believer and Paddy's more of a logical dude, I guess.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know, the format is Megan has picked a cryptid, which will be the focus of this episode, and she's done all the research on it. And is going to present it to me in an attempt to convince me, and I know nothing, and we'll come through it.
Yeah, but this is part two, so we're doing Yaoi this episode, but this is part two, so go back to part one for all sightings and stuff, and when I say all, I mean not all, because there's thousands. I even have some sightings in here, just because I found out more information, but this is going to be more, like, air quotes, hard evidence. But yeah, it'll be fun. We've got our fancy G&Ts that we've just taken a photo of.
Yeah.
So you can check out our Instagram page.
Yeah, our huge Instagram following.
Yeah.
Looking at the gin that we drink.
Yeah, turns out I'm not only a video editor, but a bartender. Skills. Oh. Your confidence in me.
We ran out of tonic, so it's just gin today. It's really strong.
But so
she tried to fix it by putting like 5 limes in. It's a powerful concoction.
Anyway. It's pretty.
It is pretty.
Okay, cool. Oh, so the first segment we do is a cryptid that once was a cryptid and then got discovered and proven to exist.
That's right. So it's not all bullshit. There are a lot of cryptids that then, like, they weren't a part of the scientific canon, and then scientists found it eventually, and now they're just normal animals.
Yeah. But I'm going to not tell you what this one is to start with. I'm just going to describe it to you, and I want you to guess what it is.
Okay.
It is in the Aussie theme, because obviously Yaoi is from Australia. It was for Australia Day, so it isn't in the Aussie theme.
Tasmanian tiger.
No, shush. It's proven to exist.
Yeah, Tasmanian tigers exist.
Still?
No, they're all dead, but they're not, like, made up.
They're also
cryptid. Okay.
All right. So, when European settlers first came to Australia, they wrote home...
Platypus!
No, shut up!
Oh, sorry, all right.
But yes, that's also one, but not this one. Don't jump in!
I'm sorry.
So, they wrote home about this peculiar creature. It had the head of a deer, stood upright like a man, and hopped like a frog.
Wait, head of a deer, upright like a man, hopped like a kangaroo?
Maybe. Sometimes... These creatures had two heads, one on its shoulders and one protruding out of its stomach.
Kangaroo, and that would be a joke. That's such a funny way of describing it.
I know. These accounts were both discredited and ridiculed back in England. But in 1770, a dead specimen was sent back to the public, and it was, of course, a kangaroo. And I've got a lovely picture.
Of a two-headed beast.
Yeah, it kind of looks two-headed. Like,
yeah,
I get it. I mean...
Two deer heads and the, what was it, the legs of a...
Frog hopper.
The frog hopper.
Good fun.
Yeah. And FYI, the platypus was the same.
Yes.
There were these reports sent back of a thing with, like, a duck's bill and a beaver's
butt
and it's also poison and lays eggs.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, fuck off, Greg. Greg's been hitting the piss again. And then they sent back a dead one, and they still didn't believe it. They were like, you've just sewn this together.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I can't do that one in a future episode.
Yes, yeah, us.
Oh, so we're going to be talking about some evidence that we found while we were out and about. So, I don't think we mentioned this. We went to the Blue Mountains to look for the Yowie on Australia Day long weekend.
Yes, and that's where the video is from. It's all the footage of our actual adventure into the bush.
Yeah, and look, we survived!
To find the Yowie. Yeah, barely. Megan got a small cut.
previously. From Shane Ray.
We got a bit wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out I can't jump as well as Patty. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to talk about some evidence, and there's going to be some spoilers. So if you would like to check out the video first. So you can see it for yourself. But every photo or video or whatever we talk about, I'll be putting on, or Patty will be putting on, the Facebook. So definitely go there and read along with us, kids.
Yeah. But yeah, some evidence. We got some of our own evidence, which we're going
to
present here.
Surprisingly, I thought we were just going to kind of go to the bush and bush bash and be like, la la la, look, a rustle. But it was actually, we found some good shit.
We found some thing.
Yeah.
Some things.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Cool. So, what is a Yowie? It is Australia's Bigfoot, and I've got a little drawing to show you what, remind you what we're talking about. Look at that hairy beast.
What a handsome devil.
Look at his face.
What a cone head.
Yeah, well.
It was drawn by like a 7-year-old.
I can't draw like that now.
Okay, but yeah, it's like the Australian Bigfoot. That's what the Yowie is.
Yeah. Yep, they're big, hairy, strong brutes who live all around Australia, including Tasmania.
I mean, allegedly. No specimens have been found, but yeah, supposedly live everywhere. There are like Yowie experts, which is super funny if they're made up. Like, if they don't exist, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, and they claim that there are like two kinds of Yowie. There's like a big one, a small one, and...
Yeah, I actually read that someone thought there was four kinds of Yowies. Yeah. It's all very confusing, but one fun fact I did find out...
Like hardcore theology or something. What are the different kinds of angels? There aren't any.
Angel, next cryptid.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, fun fact I came across. So the Sasquatch species covers like the Yeti and Bigfoot and Yowie. Apparently, Yowie is considered one of the most aggressive, often like ripping heads off dogs, kangaroos, or or paddies.
Yeah, and allegedly, like they throw stones at people and like they harass those guys who are riding on horses through the bush.
Yeah. And then this thing I came across, I wanted to share with you just because it's a little bit weird. Even though I believe in this stuff, I'd like to remain in reality. So I used a lot of sources, and Sunshine Coast Yowie Research, awesome stuff there. Do not discredit those guys. Okay. But they did have a thing on their Facebook, which was a little weird. And a guy called Dave had this thing that says, after all the years I've done Yowie researching, I believe that I am stating some things that nobody knows. One, Yowies travel in groups. Interesting. Didn't know that. Two, males have red eyes. Cool. Yeah. Three, males are aggressive. Great. Four, tree knocking is a form of communication. Great. Five, howls, whoops, and grunts is possible another form of communication, which we have no idea about, but we can guess it is stipulate that is blah, 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 blah. Not exciting. Six, they smell, and the smells vary between the terrain they live in and their diet.
It's because they're covered in shit, right? And their shit depends on their diet.
Yeah. Seven, okay. Females won't attack unless they have no idea. What?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Who is this gibbering fool on the
Dave's
Facebook page?
Sunshine Coast Yowie.
Okay.
It gets a little bit more cray as it goes on. Let's watch. Eight. Groups of Yowies do not stay in one location for too long. Cool.
Yeah.
Nine. I personally disagree that they use portals or other meanings, including cloaking. That one goes... That one goes off the rocker a little bit.
Wow, so Dave draws a line at, like...
It gets more...
That's hilarious. At teleportation.
10. Okay. When an 8-foot Yowie walks a gap of 1.5 meters between each step. Starting that sentence with when. This is not me misspeaking, although I do that a lot.
Yeah.
This is reading. Number 11. Dog man exists.
just in the middle of the Yowie bullet points. She's just like, Al Gore was robbed. It's just like, point 11.
12. To me, Dogman is like a cross between, a crossbreed.
We're just on Dogman now.
Right. A crossbreed between Yowie and dog, which brings up terrible imagery.
Maybe some sort of like mix up when they were in a portal or something.
Mm-hmm. Ready for some grammar?
I love grammar.
13. Why I believe in Dogmans? Because I got attacked and bitten by one 7 years ago. I don't understand. I want to believe you, Dave, but what is happening in this post? This is a Facebook post.
Wait, so this is the normally credible South Australian Yowie?
Not South Australian, South Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast. Yowie.
Yeah.
Group. And they've just gone off their
rocker. Don't know. Don't let Dave near the computer.
He's taken a few tabs. He's like, and another thing. Dogmen.
14. Making noise. Ear moving silently makes no difference. They know you are there regardless.
They know everything.
I'm assuming he's talking about Yowie's there again.
Yeah.
15. There is a place at Belthorpe where they do stay for a long period of time. Locals know of this, but will not give any info out.
The conspiracy widens. Dave's on the case.
16.
Interdimensional Yowie travel.
16. Yowies have the means and power to kill any researcher, and they have massive chances of killing me, but always fail to.
Dave is a handsome and capable man. Maybe. No ordinary researcher.
Wait, it goes on. Maybe they won't unless they are in a point of no choice.
Oh, man.
17 this and the last point.
In Dave's manifesto on Yowies and other subjects.
17. Your chance of seeing a Yowie is 1,000,000 to 1. Signed, Dave.
Dave signing out, mic drop. That's a good way to start the episode. We should start every episode with just crack balls to the wall shit from like Dave or someone.
I quote these guys later, so I was like, I don't want to undermine myself. But I don't know, man. That didn't get through the moderation page. Moderator.
Okay.
So this guy got a little sidetracked, but one thing I want to touch on as well before we talk about the evidence is the fang teeth of Yowies.
Mm.
So this came up last part, and also in that drawing, like, the guy's got a pretty big fangs going on, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And we were kind of like, what do you mean vampire fangs? That's stupid. But see, you see, it's actually the canines. So, for example, it's a very common characteristic of great apes, when they feel threatened, they'll show you these massive canines, which are bigger than humans, like gorillas and chimps and stuff, and it looks fang-like, vampire-like. So I've got a gorilla.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it totally does. Okay, gorillas have vampire teeth.
Uh-huh. Chimp!
Oh, so do chimps. All right.
What seemed
was
like...
Was I laughing at the idea of them having fangs?
Yeah, well, I think I personally was like, weird. So I did some research.
All right.
So cool.
3 cheers for research.
So, like I said, part one was the sightings, but I have got a few sightings here, just I want to touch on. South of Sydney, there is a place called Yowie Bay. It's really close to Caringbah, and it got its name because of a huge number of sightings that people, so many people saw Yowies there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for stat nerds like me, I found this really cool percentage of where Yowies are seen of Australia. I'll put up.
I love that, like, it's so quantitative, like... It will be so funny if they're not real.
Tassie's not even on. Actually, Tassie doesn't even have a stat, which is incorrect.
Huh.
Anyway.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll put that up.
So they're mostly, 54% of sightings are in New South Wales, which is where we are.
Mm.
And that's where we did our video.
Yeah.
So we picked the right place. We're in, like, hotspot Yowie territory.
Yeah, we were born to do this. So a sighting that we talked about last time was the Dean Harrison guy, he's one of the Yowie hunters. And he said he got attacked by a Yowie twice. And you, like, really got beaten up. And you were like, is there any medical records of this? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't look that much into it. I've looked into it.
Amazing.
Here's some evidence. All right. So he showed bruises of his... Now, this involves some naked man photos.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. There it is. Can we put this on the thing?
I don't know. I might need to censor his junk. But he got bashed and
Oh, that's just his hand. All right. Sorry.
All right, that's... Yeah, I don't... I mean, tell me which ones you want to see.
Okay, there's a bruised man. He's got bruises.
That's a butt.
That's his butt.
But look at that bruise.
That's a pretty hefty bruise.
But look, it's look, he's on his shoulders, on his side, on his legs, all the way down his legs.
Yeah, that's true. Look, this man is bruised. The
back butt.
I can't dispute that.
Arms.
I don't know. Hang on, what if someone else just beat him up? What if,
You asked for evidence. He said he got beaten up by a yaoi.
Okay.
Him
being beaten up. True. Okay. I accept that this man was beaten up on one occasion.
Okay. All right. So least. Now we begin into the evidence. Whoa. Holy crap. Is there a lot of evidence? Like, get comfy, folks. Snuggle up. Put your headphones on. Chill out. And strap in. I have so many photos and things to share with you. I can't wait.
All right.
So we're going to start on footprints, or prints in general. So I found heaps online, but in the essence of time, I'm just going to share the best ones. The ones that I deem most realistic or like clearest photo or have like a good context or backstory or something that I can like credibly believe.
Cool. God, did you hear that, everyone?
I'm going to cut
that out. Megan's dying.
I'm going to cut that out.
She's having antibiotics. Like, she's really...
I'm gonna hang on. I need to tell people about the yaoi. Watch out, people. Okay, so there are sort of two main types of footprints. There's more of a splayed toe version and a more human but larger version. So there's two schools of thought. One, people think that maybe the more juvenile have like a more of a splayed toe, and then as they get older, their toes straighten up, or they're two different species. I'm not really sure, but be the judge.
Or theory three. People just make these footprints and they look different because different people have made them.
Maybe. But a lot of them look similar. So, okay. So, 1986. We're going all the way back there.
By the way, you should follow along with us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to put all this up as an album and just, like, click through so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several prints were found near a remote horse trail in Barrington Tops National Park. For those of us who are following us on Facebook, there's a pair of binoculars next to the footprint to give scale.
Yeah, it's not the traditional banana, but it'll do. It looks like a foot. Wait, but hang on.
You can't be that detail-orientated about all of them, or we'll be here for a month.
Okay, all right. There's a footprint.
Okay, if there's one that particularly catches your interest, dive in.
We can focus on that.
Yeah, but we're starting in the 80s, so...
Oh my god.
2000, that's okay, we'll skip 20 years. In Springbrook, a yaoi was caught standing over the Australian yaoi research team while they slept. Once they came to, they noticed the huge footprint it left behind. I haven't got a great photo of that. But it's
this is a team of people committed to the idea that yaois exist.
Yeah, they go out and look for it.
Well, that's not much bigger than his foot. It's a little bigger.
Yeah. This is a muddy one, and there's a black shoe print next to it. 2005, so this one's an interesting one. One early morning on a remote property in Gardiner, Queensland, some unusual handprints were found on an excavation unit. They were imprinted in the dust, and they seem to have clawed fingertips. So we have a few different photos of this. That's them there on the top. And then we've got a closer look and a sort of mobile phone for size comparison.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Weird. Yeah, I mean, either a person made this up, or that's pretty cool. That would be, like, vaguely compelling evidence if it wasn't, like, just a fraud.
Yeah, well, that's so hard because, like, anyone could be lying, but not this many people, I'm not sure. Also, there's, like, pretty good, you know, like, what's the print, like, the details in the hand?
Yeah, this looks kind of cool. Could it be, like, a huge badger, like a wombat?
No, look at the size of the mobile phone.
Wombats have big paws.
No, I've got a picture of a wombat's hand later on. It's different.
It's different. Okay, cool. Well, that's something.
Yeah, and it's also up the very top of the roof, so it must have, like, climbed up
to
do that, or was, like, fucking tall.
Yeah.
Cool. And then another pair of handprints that looked strikingly similar to this was found on the 3rd of April 2013. This was found on a car rearview mirror and had the similar sort of clawed fingernail tip thing at the end. It measured 23 centimeters, so it's not as clear. It's more, it was, the surface was clean and it had muddy footprint,
That's just mud on someone's windscreen.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about, you crazy person?
This looks like two lost fingers and then the claw.
What?
Pinky, ring finger, claw.
No.
All right, mate.
I don't like that one.
Okay.
It doesn't look strikingly similar to anything. You liar.
So, 30 meters from the car, they also found this print on the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, yeah, cool. January 2013, a 7-inch footprint was found near a feeding station by the Australian Ape Project.
Ooh, who are they? They sound like credible people.
Australian Ape Project. They look into the Australian ape, the Yowie.
Oh, dear. There it goes. Yeah, I mean, that looks... If that was... If a human didn't make that, then, again, it would be good evidence.
Yeah.
But a human could easily make that. You just push some sand around. Mm. It's not, like, detailed like the handprint was.
Yeah.
The handprint's cool. I'm keen on the handprint.
Okay. June 2013, southeast Queensland, a hand and footprint was found close proximity together. The handprint measured 20 centimetres wide and 38 centimetres long. That's the handprint in mud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, all right.
This is the one with the tape measure across it, and then the footprint.
This is just the floor. This is just the ground. I've just put a ruler on the ground.
2013 again. A track of prints was found in a small waterway. This, like, there was heaps of photos, but this is the best one, and the shoe comparison is a size 11. So this is where the left-hand side of the picture is a black shoe print.
Oh, God, that's so uninspiring. This could be anything.
Okay. 2013, again. Ray Doherty. Doherty? Probably Irish. Help me.
I can't.
Okay.
I'll reveal myself as a fake Irishman if I try.
Finds a deep impression that is measured 43 centimetres long. The shoe next to it, which is a white sneaker thing with blue details,
mm-hmm.
is a size 8.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's deep. Ooh.
A big toe.
Again, they're, like, easily replicable by humans.
You could make a human, though.
No, I mean, if you, like, with a hammer in your hand, you could make that sort of thing.
Okay, but if we go really close on this one, you can see the gaps, like, the gaps between the toes has little ridges of raised dirt.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you could just push dirt around to make this. It's not like a... If you stumbled across one of these in the middle of nowhere yourself, then that'd be great evidence. But the reality is all these photos come to us from people who already think this thing exists.
Not necessarily.
Well, sure they do, right?
Not necessarily. They just find something and then they're like, what is this?
Well, where did this one come from?
A guy called Ray Doherty.
Okay.
Doherty. Okay. 2013, for the 6,000th time. A footprint was found in the South Coast, New South Wales, on a remote fire trail. It was.
Why is it always one footprint?
Well, that one before was several. He just took a photo of the best one.
Which one before? Ray?
This one. The black.
Oh, that's the best one? That's shit. Okay. I mean, if these things are real and they're super heavy, because all the footprints are real deep, like inches.
Yeah.
Then there should be, you know, wherever they walk, there should be these things. There should be, like, 10 or 20 at a time.
Yeah. I mean, there was a few cases where they're like that.
Unless these are things created by people who want to believe in Yowies, in which case they can obviously only be bothered making one at a time. I don't know.
Why would you bother? Why would you bother making one because when someone's just going to be like...
You're a hack. You're a loony.
<You're> a... All right. This one's good, okay?
Okay.
South Coast, New South Wales, remote fire trail.
Okay.
It's a size 10, and it has a wedge-shaped heel, and you can see what looks like the imprint of a cracked foot pad, and the toes appear quite deep, as in, like, looks like maybe the toenails dug in, like the claw nails dug in.
Okay.
And it's mud, soft mud.
So these are supposed to, on the right here, these are supposed to be the toe marks?
Yeah.
And this is, like, the
big toe.
Big toe. Yeah.
Wedge-shaped heel.
It's a footprint-shaped thing. Yeah.
All right. September 2015. This one's cool. Okay, this one is cool.
This one. This will be the one that
this
gets
one, you. Keep All saying right. it. 2015, September. A man by the name of Sebastian comes across a mangled high tensile steel cyclone fence that was bordering off some roadworks on the Princess Highway.
Oh, okay.
We're near the Princess Highway.
We are.
I live on the Princess Highway. Ooh.
It's the Prince's Highway, right?
Yeah, it is Prince's
Highway. Not the Princess.
I don't know where I live. This was in Barangandiyati, which is near Kempsey in New South Wales.
Cool.
Upon closer investigation, he also discovered a series of footprints of what did the damage. They appeared to be... it looked like basically the beast had mangled this fence trying to climb over it, and it bent with its weight as it lurched over.
Okay.
So, we have the mangled fence up top.
Okay, yep.
Then we have a cast of the footprints.
Oh.
That were.
Oh, cool.
So, these guys actually have their shit together and made a cast of the footprints. You get a lot more detail that way. So, you can see,
can I look at the fence again?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. That's something.
Mm.
When she said, high tensile, rah, 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 it's just a fence. It looks like a normal fence.
Apparently, it's cyclone proof. They put the word cyclone in the name, so I assume...
So a yaoi is, stronger than cyclones?
Heavier. That's a heavy beast.
Okay.
Hmm? Cool. 2016. A government worker. Government. Worker.
Government.
Like you.
Yeah.
Credible.
There are, 75,000 people employed by the government in New South Wales. It's, 10% of everyone...
Credible.
...that has a job. So, almost certainly some crackpots working for the government.
While conducting an unrelated survey nearby, discovered a print. This is in Kings Road, Ulladulla, New South Wales. Now, this is a big footprint.
Ooh, it is a big footprint.
So, this is a big one, and the guy has a brown shoe with blue jeans.
Yeah, it looks like a footprint. If it's a real footprint, then okay. Yowies exist. It's the same with all these footprints. I don't know.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Alright, stay awake, Patty.
Okay.
The thing is that these are just photos with brief summaries attached to them, right? Maybe not even a name sometimes, and some brief summary of where they're
found. Crop circles. If you really wanted to, it would be quite easy to replicate all of these.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. You don't know the details, you don't know the context. Do kids go in that area and play tricks? Do people, the locals, regularly walk barefoot?
And have massive feet.
Is there a swimming hole nearby? Is there follow-on tracks or obvious shoe prints of people being deceitful? Yes. All question marks. But.
But. Until now.
Until now. Because we found a footprint.
Oh, God, really? That's where we're going with
yes.
this?
So, our evidence, we know the exact situation it was found. There was no people around. It was in a pretty damn remote area. There were no follow-on tracks. It was deep as fuck. And it appeared to be coming out of the bush across a little waterway. And then one stepped onto the sand, probably when we turned up, being like, nah, 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 and it bailed.
I would not want to hang your whole case on the footprint we found.
We know it was a controlled situation, is what I'm saying.
That's true, yeah. We know it wasn't made by... Well, we don't. It could have been made by someone before us.
Right? Where did they go?
We know we didn't make it.
Yeah. Definitely check out our footprint. I'm going to say it looks better than some of the other guys' as the evidence.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's small, which is the main difference.
Yeah.
It's not huge.
That's my footprint. That's my shoe next to it. I've got a size 10 in women's Australian. So pretty big feet.
Yeah, I'm a small man, and it was about the same size as mine.
And we want to assure you, we did not fake this. I want to make sure people know that, because they'll just be like...
Mm. I think they'll believe we didn't fake it. It's not a big deal. It's not big. The reason it's vaguely compelling is that it's deep. I really stamped my foot on the soil right next to it to try and make an impression that deep, and I couldn't do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed, so you, in the video, Patty's sort of investigating this, he's stamping his feet and digging and stuff. He even put his foot, you put your foot inside the footprint, which at the time I was didn't think much of, but watching back, I'm like, what an honour you got to put your foot in a potential yaoi track.
Yeah.
And I'm the believer, and you got all the fun. Fuck.
You did notice it was slightly wider than my foot, but I got skinny feet, so.
Yeah, I didn't notice at the time, but looking at the video again, Patty puts his foot in it, and it's quite broad, but it's just so deep.
It is quite deep. I don't know if that means... Well, I don't know. Like, if you're being a skeptic, here are some other explanations. Number one, the soil's just wetter in that little bit. I mean, it was wetter, but I don't know whether that's because a heavy thing stepped on it and, like, pushed us down to deeper, wetter soil, or whether because the soil was just wetter there to begin with, which is so a normal human could sink further in.
And they have hairy feet, which holds more water, so if they step in it, it bleeds more water out quicker.
What?
Yowies have hairy feet, right? Okay. Their fur.
Sure.
It's standing in the water, absorbs water, moves, steps in the thing, and more water falls off it. Compared to your foot, which has no hair.
Okay.
That's something I thought of later.
Okay. And the other possibility is maybe someone just made this. It could be a fat person stamping on the ground.
Where did they go? There was no following.
We saw a bunch of people on this trail.
Where did their footprints go?
No, I mean, maybe they walked there, stamped once on the ground, and then walked away.
There was no smaller footprints.
There were plenty of small footprints, including, like, at least ours. There were, like, 40 of ours.
Yeah, we came up to them, made those footprints. The only possibility, I think, is...
It's a yowie.
It's a yowie. No, the only skeptical possibility, if it was a human, is that they would have had to walk through the water out. That was like, what? That's stupid. What I see as a possibility is that a yowie came out of the bush, walked through the water, was going to like keep tracking. We probably scared it away, and then it ripped this.
Why are there no other footprints? We had a good search around the area. Like, we covered a circle of radius 5 meters or something. So, like, why? Where did the yowie go after this? Why didn't it leave any other prints? Did it, like, jump 10 meters into the bush?
It went back. It went backwards into the bush.
So it stepped 1 foot out of the river.
Yeah.
And then was like, nah, fuck this. And then walked back.
Yeah, it was like,
same as all the other footprints. Exactly. Crazy.
Maybe it was like...
Maybe it's really indecisive creatures.
Maybe it was like, can I get away with walking here without being tracked? Sinks into ground. Oh, that's really obvious. I'm not going to go here and bug it up.
Maybe.
Or we scared it away.
It is a good footprint. You're right. All of the context we know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's chalk it up as something, I guess.
Definitely something.
Definitely something.
I kind of regret not getting more angles of it, or not, like, just having my nerdy fun with it. I don't know why. People were looking at me and judging me. Mainly
it's human Patty. Size is the issue. Every other footprint that you brought up today has been huge.
Right.
This is a human-sized footprint.
Well, now we're going to go to footprints that look like ours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, the Australian Ape Project. So, basically, the Australian Ape Project were guys who went to look for the, in, like, I think it was 2011 to 2014. They found a footprint in April 2012, and it bears remarkable resemblance to our print. And it I also regret not measuring it. What the fuck were we thinking?
Well, we can compare it to your shoes, which we can measure now.
Yeah. Okay, fair. Anyway, so this new one measured 36 centimetres.
Okay.
That's it there.
Yep.
Same day as this print was found by the Australian Ape, there was another one found by the same dudes. It was 32 centimetres.
Okay.
Very deep.
That's pretty deep.
Also...
underwater.
Yeah. Also a gross area. This is like a... Why, if you're human and you're not wearing shoes, why would you step in that? That's gross.
It's just water.
It's gross looking water. All right. Dean Harrison, so the dude who we saw naked before, the guy who got beaten up.
The guy who got savaged by yowies, allegedly.
Yeah.
And certainly got savaged by something.
Yeah. So Dean Harrison, the dude before, found a footprint in the bush near to where we were. So we were in, that footprint was from Hazelbrook, just underneath Hazelbrook, which is in the Blue Mountains. This is in Wentworth Falls, which is like one train stop over, for context for those who don't know. So that's what he found.
Human footprint. That is a person's footprint. Yeah. That is probably Dean's footprint.
Fine. All right, that's all I got for prints.
Okay.
It's like, the same
in
argument.
General, I just don't find footprints hugely compelling.
Okay.
But the handprints, they were kind of cool because they were hugely detailed. Like, it looked like a hand had made them. I'm just not sure that they weren't made by like a large existing known animal, like a large wombat or something.
Okay, well, I've got some pictures of animals' hands, so we can, like, look at that
later. Yeah, cool.
So, signs and signatures. You're going to have the same problem with these. I can see it now. It's just, it could have been anything. All right, so tree breaks. So, they're often thought that yaoi snap small trees and sometimes quite big trees to sort of mark their territory or in like a threatening, aggressive way. Like, that's their way of telling you to get out of here.
I'm not going to completely write this off. Like, the tree scratchings are reasonably compelling.
Okay. So, this is just tree breaks. So, this is when like a healthy young tree is broken and they think it's yaoi's doing it for a reason. So this is Fraser Coast, 2007. This one they think maybe is like a directional thing, like I'm going this way because they're two snapped in the same direction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 2010 in Kilkivan, Queensland, a healthy tree has been snapped from the and bent down. This is believed so that the yaoi could reach the berries, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This is just a bunch of pictures of broken trees.
Well, there was a lot more, but I was like, I'm not going to... Yeah.
Are they high up? Like, so it couldn't be a wombat or something?
Yeah, high up. That's definitely high up. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them were high up, but like...
Okay.
It could have been human, again. Like, we don't know the context. So, stones and wood structures. So, in my opinion, this is kind of stupid. I don't know. So, in 2000, small trees were pulled down, like either bent or broken, and then sort of their ends were weaved together. So this guy found these two trees bent over and broken, and then their leaves were weaved together around a bigger tree.
Okay.
So he thinks that was some kind of yaoi something sign, being like, this is my territory, this is my thing I do, this is where I live.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. 2005, a rock formation is found in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, exactly. I don't believe in this. I'm really sorry for those who do, but when I was in Iceland, they do this everywhere. This is, humans do this because it's fun. I don't remember where it is. Iceland, they do it as a thing. They say, build a rock formation and it's a sign that you will return.
This goes back millennia. The Hermes, the Greek god of, among other things, adventurers, he would leave those little piles of rocks everywhere.
Right.
And, like, travellers would do it. If you go on any walk in almost any country, you'll find little piles of rocks like
correct.
That.
Correct, yeah. People I also do. Agree. But I thought it would be good to include it. So, 2008 in Wentworth Falls, which is near where we were, there's this sort of... They make these stick teepees, apparently. 2008, a stone and branch structure is found off Tablelands Road in the Blue Mountains, which is close to where we went in the end of the...
Table answer it. Okay, cool.
So there's this weird, like, cross of sticks and some stones.
This could all be people.
I know. This bit is stupid. Okay, this one's interesting. This one's good. Okay. 2012. In a usually clear field, it's like someone's property, humans don't go there, like it's not people just walking around.
Okay.
There are these huge branches plowed into the ground like spikes. This is in the Gold Coast hinterland, and some of the branches were 8 inches deep in the ground. Unfortunately, it's a kind of a shit photo, but as you can see, there's like, they've snapped off tree branches and they've plowed them into the road, like into the ground, like spikes.
That's kind of interesting. I can't see why a person would do that. And you said it was private property.
Mm. And there's a few instances of this.
And 8 inches in.
Yeah.
That's a long way to put these branches into the ground. Like a kid couldn't do that.
Yeah. A lot of strength needed.
Okay. That's 2013
in Springbrook, Queensland, another tree teepee.
That's actually kind of the sticks poking out of the ground. That's the creepiest photo I've seen. That'd freak me out if I owned a property and I came down and suddenly there were all these branches like impaled into the ground.
I would think the forest was like sending a message.
Yeah.
2016, 5 kilometers outside Yarra Junction in Victoria, which is interesting. We haven't had too much Victoria action.
Mm-hmm.
Warwick, which is a guy, I assume, found these after hearing mysterious noises that he had never heard before. So this guy heard weird noises, grunting and stuff, probably, and he went out and investigated later, and a teepee was found.
Okay. I'm writing off all teepees. Teepees are not evidence of anything.
Drunk teenagers.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no date on this one, but in Daisy Hill, Queensland, the structure is found in the forest after several sightings. This is a tree trunk, branches pushed up against it, and leaves covering it like a little, like a shelter.
Okay.
Homeless man?
Homeless man? Could be.
Pretty intelligent. I don't know.
For a homeless man?
No, so for a yaoi dick. Okay. Here we go. Your favorite. Rub and scratch marks. So this is something we touched on part one when we watched the Destination Truth episode where they found...
Oh, good. Yes.
Yes, the scratch marks.
Yeah. Okay, good.
To go back on that, a lady kept seeing scratch marks and then... Taronga Zoo was like, we don't know what does this.
Yeah, there were like these trees with like gouges out of them, like thick, deep gouges. They didn't look like they'd be done with an axe or something. And so they went to the zoo and the zoo people were like, no animal does this. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I did some of my own research into that and correct, no animal does this. Cockatoos are known to pick a little bit of bark away with their beak.
But not like this.
But not like that. That's crazy. This, I've got some severe examples for you. Because I don't want you to be like, oh, a bird could have done that. These are not done by birds. I will tell you that.
No birds here.
No birds here. 2013. So this tree was 25 some centimeters wide and very healthy. It looks like a red gum. The grass below it was trampled slightly, and there was a grub tunnel that had been unearthed. So they think that they try and find grubs. That's why they do this.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I don't know. Am I? Oh, my God.
Scratched.
That looks like it could have been done with an axe or something. It's not, like, as claw marky as the other as the other one. It's kind of cool, though.
Mm. Oh, that's another angle of it as well, just to give you how deep it is.
Okay.
Because it wasn't too obvious in the first one.
How strong would you have to be to tear a tree up like that with your claws?
I don't know. Depends on the tree. Like, you know, like a paper bark would be piss easy.
Yeah.
Mm. Hmm. 2013 again. This damage is seen in the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, though. It's quite high up, hence the angle of the photo.
Right. Yeah? I'm not sure. The question is, could a person do this with an axe? Or some tools?
And why?
Well, to fake yaoi evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. 20...
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2017, Sunshine Coast again, Queensland.
Okay. Yeah, much the same.
And then another angle of that. They're going for the inner soft bits that have the grubs.
Yeah, like that could definitely be done by a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I the one we saw in Destination Truth really looked like...
Oh, here's another one.
My God, that tree is destroyed.
It's circular.
Yeah. It was like a cannonball's gone through it. How hefty are these yaois that they can, like, would it take a bite out of the tree? Like,
yeah, they think this one was more of a biting... Yeah, teeth and biting action.
Right.
Like, really getting into it.
All right, well, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a bunch of chewed up trees.
Yeah. Okay. Beds. Yeah, I'm not sure on this one either. I'm just including all the evidence because I don't want to upset anyone. 2011, the Australian Ape Project also uncovered several locations that they deemed to be yaoi beds. These are flattened, long, grassy areas that have been sort of squashed down in a large diameter. They also appear to be in similar design to how other great apes build their nests. So the photo I'm about to show you is 2.5 meters long and 1.7 meters wide. It was found in Springbrook, Queensland, and that's in the southeast Queensland.
You know what I would love? What would be genuinely convincing
is
if you got like biologists who are experts in other kinds of apes, like orangutans or whatever. And they had studied them, they knew, like, how frequently they left, like, signs of their existence around.
Mm.
And then they came here and looked for similar things. And then if they found far fewer or, like, none, then they would be like, yeah, these things probably don't exist. Like, not, like these guys, the Great, what are they called?
Australian Ape.
Australian Ape Project. So they've made this statement, found areas that looked like primate nests.
Yeah.
Are they actually primate researchers? Do they fucking know anything?
I don't know.
Or are they like, do they watch one Nat Geo documentary about like silverbacks and they're like, oh, this is kind of similar?
They had comparison photos on their website.
This is all amateurs doing.
Okay, I don't know.
It would be nice if someone with authority in any other field of human endeavor had something to say.
Okay, yeah, well, there's a guy called Greg Opti, I think, and he is like a zoologist generally. But this actually bed, the reason I included it is because it comes with a sighting along with it.
Oh, cool.
So someone saw, they found this, like, the witness took them to this spot and they said, I saw a yaoi lying in this bed when, like, they stumbled across it. And basically they saw it, freaked out, turned and ran. And when the AAP dudes came around, there was no yaoi.
The AAP.
So annoying saying, Australian Ape Project again and again and again. So they came afterwards and the yaoi was gone, but there was a distinct spiral pattern of flattened grass that they see elsewhere in yaoi beds and with gorillas. So that's something.
Can we see the spiral pattern?
Yeah, so it's like...
it's some flattened grass. Fucking terrific. Good job, AAP. Another mystery solved.
Okay, so Gary, the guy I just mentioned, biologist Gary Oppitt, has indicated that no known Australian animals makes nests of this size in these locations. The only kangaroo capable of these beds are not contained within these areas.
Okay.
According to some experts, one, creatures that could have made these nests and prints of that size do not live in this forest.
Couldn't this just be proof that they actually do live in this forest? That, like, a known kangaroo lives in places we didn't know it lives?
Okay, we see kangaroos live in packs. We see them very easily.
Well, why not? Why? Okay.
That's a silly argument.
I don't think it's a silly argument. So this biologist said, this looks like a kangaroo nest, but to our knowledge, none of the kangaroos that would make this kind of nest live here.
Yeah.
Is that not good reason to believe?
Yowie.
Okay. All right.
It's one of the two. Number two, the size of the nest and the prints are too big and are not known to be made by the currently gazetted Australian animals.
What's that?
Gazetted?
Gazetted.
Gazetted Australian animals.
Okay. Oh, I knew it. Okay, what? I've just exposed the Australian Aid Project as hacks.
What do you mean?
So biologist Gary Oppitt says that there are kangaroos that live in Australia that make beds like these, but as far as we know, the kangaroos don't live in this area.
Yes.
Then, according to experts, and it says here it's the Australian Aid Project, these guys come along, the AAP guys, and they say that the size of the nest here are actually too big to be made by any currently gazetted, i.e. currently known, Australian animals, which directly contradicts with what biologist Gary Oppitt just said. These guys are fucking frauds. The AAP, they clearly go out, make one, like, footprint with their hands, take a photo of it, and then write a bunch of articles. I hate these people.
No!
Yes.
No, okay, the experts, I got this from the AAP, but they actually talked to external experts.
They didn't talk to Gary Oppitt, did they?
They may have.
Okay, let's carry on.
Number three, creatures that could have possibly made these impressions and nests would not be able to traverse the area which the items were found. Only bipedal creatures could have.
That's dumb. I'm not listening to the AAP anymore.
All right, I'm going into witness sketches now.
Wait, like what happens with crimes?
Yeah.
Can I see the witness sketches?
Yeah, you're gonna see all of them one by one.
This is gonna be so funny.
Right. They vary in drawing abilities. But we're going all the way back to 1935.
This is terrific.
To start with. M. Cullen encounters something at Maria River, New South Wales. What?
I hope listeners are scrolling along with us. This looks, oh my god, this is so bad. Did he do this?
M. Cullen did, yeah.
M. Cullen. Jesus. Okay.
1944/5, incident at Eden, New South Wales.
Oh, Eden. Well, that's a little better.
Spooky.
It's a bit spooky. It's a little spooky. It's also a drawing.
Of a real thing. 19... This one's great. 1978. Eyewitness P. Terrell sees a yaoi at Poonabarabran, New South Wales. He is not a good drawer.
Oh, that's laughably bad.
Similar.
Oh, wow. He's not even drawn in the toes. He's just like scribbled up and down. Ah. Oh. He's got a good pecs, this one, and no mouth. Oh, man. Why did you include that?
That's so cute. If I saw something, I'd be like, I really want to portray what I saw. No. But I would draw something similar because I just can't draw. All right. June 1981. Another eyewitness sketches a sketch. Wait, what? of what they saw in Cooma, New South Wales.
All right, let's have a look.
That's a bit better. It looks kind of like the Hulk.
Armpit hair.
Like a hairy Hulk. He's definitely got armpit hair. The drawer made sure to put that in.
He was impressed by the armpit hair.
Yeah.
There's a branch going in front of his face.
Cool. Can we just scroll through all these?
No.
It doesn't matter who did them or when they did it. They're fucking drawings.
Have stories attached. 1982, G. Hall spots the creature near Parkes, New South Wales.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought it was all one name. Yeah, these are just silly drawings.
July. 1985, Corporal J. Webster of the Australian SAS.
Whoa.
Spots the beast. He saw it in Palmerston National Park, Queensland. He estimated it was about 5 feet tall, 80 to 90 kilograms. He notes it was covered in fur/hair and walked upright.
Wow.
After his encounter, he sketched what he saw and he labels it the creature.
Oh. Okay, he's a terrible drawer, but like whatever, he's in the SAS, right?
Yep.
There'd be repercussions for coming up with bullshit in the SAS, right?
Yep.
Like his leader would be like, Cut it out, Webster.
Yep.
You see, if we were like proper investigative people, we would like find the records of Corporal Webster and see if he was like discharged dishonorably for making shit up and like doing ice on duty. But we don't have the resources to do that. So
no.
So we carry on.
July.
So that's something. That's,
thanks. Okay. Cool. July 1985.
Big month.
Woolymar, New South Wales. F. Maron spots the creature crossing the road.
So this is kind of relevant because they're all these drawings represent a sighting as well.
Yes.
So there's at least this many sightings. Oh, I think he looks kind of like a beetle, like in the Beatles album, crossing the road.
That's amazing. Yes. Someone edit that together. Someone who has Photoshop skills, do that. Okay. Right. 1990, from Eludo, Queensland.
Wait, where are we up to 1990
now? 1990.
Oh, it's a fucking drawing.
There are drawings. There's no photo. Oh, there's some photographs.
Maybe. Just count how many there are.
No, I want to take you on the journey.
I don't want to go on the journey.
March 1996. What if I use that voice?
Okay.
Queensland eyewitness sketch.
They're all terrible. People can't draw.
Here we go. I've got a story with this one.
Okay.
1997. An army reverse initiative. No. Reserve? Yeah, but like a person version of that. Reservist. Ah.
A reversist. He only walks backwards.
An army reservist on an exercise near Innisfail, Queensland, runs into the beast and draws the following picture of what he saw. The feet appeared broad and thick, almost as if they had pads of fat tissue underneath them. The creature was quite broad, but also short at around 5 feet. It was covered in red, brown, orange fur. The second toe was much larger than the first toe. However, all toes were quite long and broad, with the nail that appeared gnarled. And I had to look up what that means. Because it's like, gnarly, dude. It's knobbly, rough, and twisted, especially with age.
Hmm.
He noted that it was incredibly quiet and moved something like a cat. So there's the picture of it and its feet.
Well, it's very detailed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's drawn little specific drawings of the toes and whatnot.
Yep.
Interesting, because this means we've now had 4 separate military sightings.
Mm-hmm.
In part one, it was the same story, but there were 2 groups of soldiers who saw it. This was the baked bean story. Then we had our SAS guy this time, and then our reservist as well. Reservists.
Well, it makes sense. They're going into deep parts of the Australian bush,
which is allegedly where these things live.
Yep.
That's something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong to trust military types. Maybe they're just as full of shit as everyone else.
You're not wrong to trust me, though.
No. Trust me.
Okay, again in 1997, but in the NT. We haven't had anything in the NT. Acacia Hills. A beast is seen negotiating a fence. So that's...
Oh, but this is like the fence bent back that we saw earlier on.
April 1990. Have I gone back in time?
Please. No, that's not fair.
Uh-oh. 2017, iPad crashes. Cannot handle the realness. April 1990, a sneaky yowie is spotted behind a tree skulking around. This is seen by Dean Harrison, the guy who got beaten up. This is in Hazelbrook, right where we saw the print.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was over 6 feet tall.
That's a funny drawing.
Sneaky.
It's pretty well drawn, kind of. He looks like a funny character. Oh, Dean signed it. He's got a little signature.
Yep. Oh, cool. he drew a second picture as well of it running and crouching and stuff.
That's less good.
Okay.
10 points from Gryffindor.
1996. Geoff, or probably Jeff.
Probably. As his friends call him. Yeah.
Nelson sees the beast. At Taree, New South Wales.
At Taree. All right. We have gone back in time. I hate you.
2003.
Oh, good.
In Jiggy, New South Wales, a slender Yowie is seen by Mrs. McRae. Witness describes that it was no more than 5 feet tall, with long red stringy hair, which was no more than 2 centimeters long. She could not discern any visible facial features at the time.
Okay. Right. So it's like a ginger Yowie, this one.
Yeah. 2006, February. A ward, as in A is their first name, initial, sees a creature approximately at 11:20 p.m. at night in Chesnock, New South Wales.
Stick in the middle figure. Of the night.
Yeah, oh, okay. They're nocturnal. March 2008. Someone with killer drawing skills finally sees the creature.
Yay.
This is near Tweed Heads in New South Wales. Her name is Pixie Bynes, and this is the Yowie that she knows apparently sits and watches wild bush turkeys while holding sticks. They call her Humpty.
Oh, wow. Okay, a good drawing.
So this one's been named Humpty. Look at the hands and the fingernails.
Oh my god, they look vicious.
Exactly like the fingerprints.
They do. They do look exactly like the fingerprints. And they look like they could tear a chunk out of a tree.
True that. Humpty is seen again sitting beside the waterhole having washed himself in the early morning.
Yeah, that'd freak the fuck out of me if I saw it.
Yeah. To think if this, what that footprint we found, was made by this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, because the one, it was a small footprint, so it'd have to be a baby.
That's true.
It's a baby.
July 2009 at 7:30, Faye Burke and her cousin Alana Garnett spot a Yowie standing motionless beside the road. This was at Norwen Dock Road, about 6 kilometres outside the township of Mount George in New South Wales, approaching Colonies Creek Gap, if you want to go spot that place for some reason. They were in a car dragging a trailer to Faye's brother's home to collect a load of fresh pumpkins. This is a story, by the way.
Oh, good.
Faye recounts, it was half moonlight and the stars were out and it was a beautiful night. Faye looked at the clock and then back up the road, and just as her headlights caught something. She explains that this was a big hairy animal thing on the side of the winding road. It was about 8 feet tall and 4 feet wide.
Oh, God. Eight feet?
Yeah. Big boy.
Big boy.
Just as Faye clocked it, Alana, her cousin, yells out, "Holy hell!" Plus a bunch of apparently other, quote, unmentionable words.
Right.
They became panicked as they approached it, but they couldn't turn around with the trailer because it was such a narrow road.
Right.
So they just, like, put the pedal to the metal and floored it past it. As Faye explains, "I was shit scared, and I thought I better not mess with this thing in case it lifts the trailer and tips us over the bank edge." Once they passed it, they both looked at each other, with Faye yelling, "Did you see that?" Alana replied, "Do you mean the thing that looked like Bigfoot?" To which Faye replied, "No, it was a Yowie," and Alana screamed back, "Same thing!" She was not happy.
I like that they included that in there.
It's a little story. After calming down a bit, they considered turning back to try and get a photo of it, but Alana was too scared. She said if the passenger window was open, she could have reached out and touched it. It was perfectly still with its back to them, but it was covered in a chocolate brown matted fur. Faye says that the breeze of the car made the hair around the neck flick up as they drove past.
It's very close.
Yeah.
Wow.
When they reached the brother's place, they both fell out of the car, white-faced, and desperately trying to tell the brother the same story at the same time, loudly talking over each other. Faye said, "I'm not a drinker, but I did have a beer that night when I got home to my brother's house." The next day, they returned to the spot to look for evidence. They couldn't find any hair samples, but they did find a large indentation and a huge patch of urine. So, nice. I mean, if I was standing at the side of the road and a car screamed past me, it would have scared the shit out of me. And if I needed to pee, I probably would have pissed myself too.
Was it? You said it was facing away from them.
Yeah.
Pretty much every animal, if they hear a car coming, they turn to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Faye stated that the urine had stripped part of the bark near a tree off, and it looked like oily spots. It also stunk. The whole event left the two ladies very shaken up. Faye finished by saying, "I will never forget what we saw. I'm absolutely convinced it was a Yowie. I can't sleep at night because I can't stop thinking about it." Alana also explains that she sees it every time she closes her eyes and tries to go to sleep. They both drew a picture of what they saw separately. So that's one.
Okay.
That's by Faye, the first one.
There's a much worse one.
By Alana.
By Alana.
Alana was just freaked. She was like, "I don't want to talk about it."
Right. And yeah, it's facing away from them in both. And it kind of looks like it's holding its junk. I think maybe it was peeing. I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense. I wonder how they pee. Like humans.
I imagine, right?
Well, that explains the patch of urine.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe it's why I didn't turn around as well. I was like, I just really gotta go.
I'm busy, guys.
And this is a picture of them two reporting to the scene of the crime and her standing where the pee was. And
in the pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
They both look really unhappy, can I just say?
Yeah.
It was about this big. Not cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to mock you there. March 2017. Recently-ish.
Oh, very recently.
We're 2018.
Less than a year ago.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yowie spotted running across a paddock near Buca, New South Wales.
Is that another drawing that could have been done by a five-year-old?
Cool. And that's the last one I got.
Yay. All right. Drawings are done.
What do you think of the drawings?
That one really detailed one was cool, but I get their drawings, is what I think of the drawings.
Okay.
It's cool that there are so many sightings.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's important. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Next.
No, actually, here's a point. I want to make a point.
Yeah.
I don't think the huge number of sightings counts for anything. The reason I don't is because it's become part of Australian, like, lore, like, Australian culture. Like, we have chocolates about it. There's that place called Yowie Bay. Everyone knows about Yowies. So, like, if you're the sort of person inclined to make shit up for attention, this is the thing you'd make up. You would expect there to be a large number of false Yowie sightings. You can't point to that large number of Yowie sightings and reference.
You can say that about everything, though.
Well, no, because some things are, like, not part of the culture. There's just that random people see something and they describe it and the description seems similar. Like, maybe they're not from the area, and they haven't talked to the locals, and yet they still see the thing. That would be compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just not part of the culture.
Or they've got something to lose.
Yeah, or if they've got something to lose.
Like the Army Reserve people.
Yeah, that's something.
All right.
Okay.
Next section, body parts.
Body parts? Wait, as in people have found body parts?
Mm.
Oh!
So, somewhere between 1986 to 1988,
mm-hmm.
a rather remarkable thing was found. And this was found in a fantastic place called Wooden Bong in New South Wales.
Okay.
So, two elderly residents in a rural property in the middle of bloody nowhere mm-hmm. had a bizarre night. Their dogs were heard going crazy in the distance. They heard their cattle being, like, super spooked. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, a wild, piercing, weird-ass screaming was heard. They were just freaked and just stayed inside. But the next day, the farmer investigated his area to see what was going on and see if he could see anything. And he found a severed hand on a nearby gate.
Oh, God.
Although it wasn't human.
What?
So, it was twice the size of a human hand. And when it was extended, as in, like, all the fingers were out, it
well,
was...
Well, this is great. What did he do with it?
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, all right.
It measured 22 centimetres long and 10.5 centimetres wide.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just under a ruler when it was extended.
Wow. Okay, huge hand.
Huge hand.
Hairy.
It is actually believed to have 6 fingers originally. So 5 were visible and the 6th had something called a sinew, which I looked up. And it's basically, like, the tough fibrous tissue that unite the bone to the muscle, like a tendon or a ligament.
Mm-hmm.
So it had, like, the residue of a 6 finger, but it's not sure.
Wow.
And I looked up what has six fingers, like what animals have six fingers. Only a panda has six fingers. They have like a fake thumb, which is like the six. Nothing has six fingers, like as a mammal. All
right.
Weird. The claws that you can see in a second. I'm not going to let you see the photo. I know you're trying to peek. The claws you can see are actually described more like hard, long nails, like human nails. And without a clue what the hell this thing was, they set off basically because it was like the 80s. They set off with their car and this hand to show it to a lot of zoological experts.
Okay.
So this included CSIRO, which is the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, if you don't know
that. They're like a premier science organization.
Yes.
Yeah.
They could not link it to any known animal. Unfortunately, this is the late 80s. DNA testing was scarce and little known, so there was no DNA testing done.
Okay.
They returned several weeks later after showing heaps of different zoological people, and it was like put in a tin on the mantelpiece as like a display trophy, and they would present it to anyone who wanted to come check it out.
All right.
But eventually it began to fester and they had to throw it out because it rotted.
Oh my god, why did no one was interested in this?
Everyone was interested, but they were just like, well, don't know what it is.
The CSIRO. Oh. All
right, here is the pictures of what it looks like. So if you can't look at the photo right now, I'll describe it to you. It's got sort of this orangey fur, long, blackish, pointed nails. The inside of the hand is a kind of beige colour. There's only five fingers visible. The pinky is quite small in comparison, and it's kind of curled over at the moment, but that's sort of like rigor mortis, I think.
This is sort of interesting.
This
is very interesting.
Huge. Residue of a sixth finger, potentially.
What was the deal with the residue? It could have been a chopped-off sixth finger.
Yeah, like it was ripped off or something.
Or it could have been...
I don't know.
Something else.
It just had the residue of, like, the connection thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, some claim that this is a bandicoot's foot, which is an animal we have here in Australia, as they will often tear off their own feet to flee, like kind of like a lizard losing its tail. However, this is not a bandicoot foot. What the fuck? This is huge. Bandicoots are tiny, and I looked up a bandicoot. Oh, that's a bandicoot.
What?
That's the tiny little bandicoot, and that's what their feet look like.
Okay.
Nothing.
It's not a bandicoot. Not even. Foot. Yeah.
You're wrong. Okay. Sorry, that was really aggressive. And so I've got some different paws and, like, hands. Oh, also, can I just say, the handprint on the car, bam.
It looks very similar.
Yes.
It looks similar.
Disturbingly similar.
All right.
So yeah, I've got some images of Australian animal paws, so you can be the judge. So a kangaroo, first up. So they've got similar nails, but they're shorter and darker in color. They have black pads underneath, and obviously are much smaller. So the nails are kind of similar. The hair is kind of similar, different color, but they have a very obvious like black pad.
And three or four fingers, is it? Or they have the...
Yeah, I think they have a full five.
I mean, that could be the same thing.
It doesn't get that big, that's the problem.
There are huge kangaroos sometimes, though, right?
Not that big. This is, like, nearly the size of a ruler. It's also the wrong colour.
Well, I mean, this is, like, dried out.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I can see it being a kangaroo claw. But let's keep going. Because the CSIRO would have known
it was a kangaroo claw. Exactly, yeah.
Does the CSIRO confirm this happened?
I didn't ask them, but okay, this is what it says online. Right.
Okay.
And then we've got a wombat, which you suggested before. They're totally different.
Yeah,
wrong shape, too small, wrong colour.
Yeah, everything's wrong.
And also they have more feet than hands.
And wombats are silly, slow creatures. They're not like engaging in mortal combat with each other.
Yeah. Actually suggested that this belonged to a megafauna-sized wombat. That's also stupid.
Like, Giganto wombat.
Yeah.
And that would be a cryptid as well.
It would be a cryptid, but also it'd be the same foot, just bigger, maybe slightly different.
Yeah.
So that's all I have on this.
That's cool. It's cool. It looks a lot like a really big kangaroo paw, like severed paw, but the CSIRO would know if it was that.
The palm is too big as well.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
This is a hand.
Okay, this is super weird. And this guy wasn't... like a known crackpot. He wasn't out looking for...
It was an elderly farmer couple.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he did the right thing. He went to a bunch of scientists. They said, we don't know what it is.
Yep.
I find that really convincing.
That's something.
Also similar to the drawings of, like, people's...
Yeah, and to the handprint, which was another one of the convincing things we saw.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to get into multimedia now. Photos, videos, okay. Audio.
All right.
There's not anything too exciting in here, so... Okay.
Woo!
We've had a little break. Had some pad thai.
We have.
Had some more gin.
Finished the gin.
Had a little lie down.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying with us. You're still with us.
A marathon of Yowie evidence.
But
we're now at potentially the hardest evidence.
Multimedia.
Multimedia, so pictures, audio.
Yes.
Etc.
Correct. So, first of all, I want to talk quickly about pareidolia, if I can pronounce it properly. Pareidolia. Anyway, whatever. It's the psychological phenomenon of which the mind responds to stimulus, usually like a sound or an image, and perceives familiar patterns when no real patterns exist.
Right.
So it's like when people make toast, they burn the toast and it looks like Jesus. And they're like, I see the face of Jesus in my toast.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Because there's a few instances where I think maybe some of the Yowie evidence is, like, the bush is dense. You take a photo of the bush, you see something brown and dark looking. It's like, it's the Yowie.
It's maybe not the Yowie. Okay.
So keep that in mind when we're going through these. I have an example of that as well, which is for fun because I'm a nerd. So a classic example of when this huge sculpted human face appeared to be carved on the moon's surface. It was discovered in 1976 by Viking 1 orbiter and immediately dubbed the face of Mars. It was 1 mile long, which is 1.6 kilometers. And people basically started flinging around theories and said it was really proof aliens existed.
Right.
Because there was a face on Mars, so it looked like that.
Oh, it does look like a face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
However, as time went by and we received better, higher quality images, it soon revealed that it was actually just a hill with, like, some tricksy shadows. So these are images from NASA. It's literally a hill.
Okay, yeah.
But this is pure example of our brains seeing a pattern and trying to make it familiar.
Yeah.
And seeing a face. If you've got, like,
so
time to kill, definitely Google this phenomena because it's really fun to look at the images. It's pareidolia.
Yeah, and should we put these up as well?
I'll put these up, but there's a lot of different examples and they're really fun. Okay, woohoo.
Ooh.
So I think I teased before that I had a similar photo clincher, like the pterodactyl photo that we had, like the old-timey pterodactyl. Similar photo, I've teased that before. So this is from 1936, and it's a photograph of a Yowie sitting in the background next to two people, okay?
Next to humans.
Mm-hmm. Alive, I think. Yeah, alive.
Okay.
It was taken by Rich Jones in Batlow, New South Wales, which is quite an isolated, like, rural area at a logger camp. So the guys are sitting on logs. So there's two guys at the front, and at the back is a Yowie.
Where is the Yowie?
There. You can see its shoulders, its knees, and it's got its hands in its lap.
I just see a bunch of trees. I don't...
Really?
I can't see
leg, it. Leg, arm, shoulder, head.
But then, if that was its head, it's got, like... This is clearly just a bunch of trees with light on it, right?
No, it's a Yowie.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know.
Well, I think it's the... Like, it could be an example of that.
Of this?
Psychological phenomenon. Because I look at that and that looks like a beast sitting there. But you've just seen trees.
I've just seen trees. Well, because this is clearly a bunch of plants. This is not a leg.
I see a knee and, like, a calf. Knee and calf.
Oh, okay, here I can see knee and calf. But, like, here, on the, what would be its right leg.
Yep.
That's a plant. Otherwise, its leg would have white spots all over.
Back and light. It's just the light.
It's not the light. And here, like, where its head would be, it clearly has, like, a white twig going through what would be its head. Like, its left shoulder is, like, bleeding into its head if it's what you think it is. No, I think this is a trick of the light.
Okay, interesting though. It's kind of maybe a bit like the, you know, like the black and gold dress. The blue and black dress or the gold and white dress.
What's that? I don't know what that is. No.
What's that?
What's that?
There was this huge craze, like, I don't know, 2 years ago where a dress came online and it was blue and black. Right? Stripes.
Okay.
And someone was like, what an awesome golden white dress. And people were like, stop trolling, what the hell? And people were like, it's a golden white dress, stop trolling me. And it's a trick of the brain. It's a light. So some people either see black and blue, some people see white and gold. I'm going to pull this photo up right now. And if I'm going to share it, I thought everyone knew about this. All right.
I've never heard of this.
I don't want you to look because it's kind of like a...
Yeah, yeah.
You it's like an immediate reaction thing. Don't you dare scroll down. Okay. I gave you my iPad and I trusted you.
Good faith. All right.
Okay. What color do you see this dress as?
Gold and white.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I see black and blue. 1000% not lying. It's black and blue.
Where's the black? Is what I'm seeing.
Black. 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 These stripes are black. Sleeves are blue. This is blue. This is blue. Blue, 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 blue.
So the sleeves you're seeing is blue with a black trim?
Yes. And I mean like
I'm seeing them as dark like blue. White, but maybe bluish with a gold trim.
No, dark
There's
blue.
No black.
It's a trick of the mind.
No, but come on. Where's the black?
This is black. This is black.
That's
this
not
is black.
Black.
This is black, black,
it's
black, black.
It's gold.
No, it's a trick of the mind.
But you can see around the border is black. This is black and it's different.
No, it's the same. It's like, it's kind of, it looks like the fabric is black, but there's like a light source on it. So it looks, it's like, what color is that fabric? Black, but it's like a little bit lighter than this surrounding black.
So what color is the dress actually?
I think it was white and gold.
Yeah, of course it was.
Okay, let me read about this. So it was a viral internet sensation in 2015. Where were you in 2015, Patty?
I don't know. Clearly doing worse things with my time. That's madness.
The dress itself was confirmed as royal blue and was actually blue and black in color. So your brain is fucked.
Disaster.
But the thing is, I have only ever seen blue and black, but I... saw this when it happened, and then I went away for 2 months, and I looked at it again, and it was gold and white. And I was like, it's the same photo! What the hell, brain? That's amazingly fun. I'll put this on Facebook. I'm happy to rehash this.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh.
There's too many options here. You're going to see all the colours.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Fun. Back to yaois.
Back to fact. Okay, so, next thing.
Yeah, so I didn't think that was quite like the pterodactyl. Pterodactyl photo was incontrovertible evidence that pterodactyls exist.
Yeah, that's fair. August 2000, Steve Piper was a bushwalker in the Brindabella Mountains in Canberra. He spotted the unknown bipedal beast, whipped out his video camera and documented it. This is considered one of the most reliable and best bits of footage we have of the yaoi. In the footage, a ranger can be heard excitedly exclaiming, "It's too dark to be a kangaroo." The beast is around 100 meters from the eyewitness who is filming, and it is known as the Piper film.
Okay, let's look at the Piper footage. Doo-doo-doo. Oh my god! Yaois are real! That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy!
Yeah.
I know. What? I mean, it could be a person in a yaoi suit, but like, unless it's that, then yaois are real.
I know, it's always, it could be this and it could be that.
But it would have to be like, it would have to be a guy in a suit. That's the only other explanation I can think of.
Yes.
It doesn't look like a guy in a suit.
It's true. I'm going to turn the brightness up. Oh, it's like hella down. Megan, what are you doing? Sorry. All right.
Are we going to watch it again?
Yeah. I mean, just so we can, so you can see it again. So he's taking these really big, long steps. Apparently they think he was wounded. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, so we just watched the Piper footage. I was impressed by it.
Yeah? If you didn't know by that, yaois exist!
Yeah!
Exclamation there. Okay. In March 2011, someone spotted a yaoi in Springwood, Blue Mountains, very close to where we were.
Mm-hmm.
The witness reported the sighting to the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Services. They filmed the creature and taken photos of its footprints. They also drew the yaoi man's head, chest, arms, and feet on the picture to make it clearer. I can't find that. I read about this story over and over again, and I can't find the evidence of that. So please, if you know, send it to me. 2012. Animal Planet crew from the US captured what they believe to be compelling audio evidence from the creature's existence. Yeah, so it's called Finding Bigfoot. It was season 3, episode 9, and the four crew members traveled both Queensland and New South Wales, really rural areas, and they start filming.
And they get some audio.
Yeah, and I get some audio.
All right. Do we have the audio?
I can get it for you. I was just going to describe it to you. Because I watched the episode, and it's so, like, I can't hear it. I just hear what they're saying is, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, I hear some of it. So anyway, so they're out one night, and they hear knock replies. Couldn't hear any knock replies. Threatening tree breaks. You can hear that. So, like, tree breaking in the background. This is all at night, by the way. Mm-hmm. And one of the crew gets into a clapping conversation with what seems like two yaoi. What I mean by that is he hears someone, hears something nearby, and he claps, and they clap back. Claps again, claps back. And then, like, he can hear him clapping, the yaoi clapping, and then a more distant yaoi clapping. So he goes, all right, I'm going to test it, and he claps, claps, and it claps, claps back.
Okay.
Weird.
Or people, right?
This is, like, super dense. Like, no people. No, they went
like
really...
Like, the crew could be...
Members. Oh, yeah, it can absolutely be them.
Could it be an echo?
No, I don't think so. It didn't sound like an echo. It was too quick. It was receptive.
Okay.
It could be the crew faking, but I don't think they fake. I think it would have come out by now.
Okay.
Boop-a-dee-bop. Okay, on the following night, one of the crew heard what sounded like nearby talking. So they're walking along, and one of them hears what sounds like two people talking. And it was, like, mega deep and isolated place, so there's no people around there.
Right, okay.
He said it wasn't English, and he didn't believe it sounded like the indigenous dialect that he'd heard either. But he was so certain it was human speech that he actually called out and was like, hello, is anyone there? And he didn't get a reply. So there's been a few occasions that people actually hear, like, yaoi speaking to one another, as opposed to, like, the more famous howls and yelps and whoops and stuff.
Mm.
So they think they quietly talk to each other. Yeah.
If they're real, that's already huge. But if they're real and they have language, that's like...
Well...
That's big.
Don't chimps have language?
Do they talk?
I think it's like certain sounds mean certain things.
But this
is next level.
Yeah, this is next level. Okay.
Yeah.
Could there be people living in the bush?
Why wouldn't they reply back?
I'm not sure.
September 2012, same year, an Australian ape project snapped a few photos of something with thick black fur in the woods. This is pretty good.
Okay.
Let me show you.
I don't think that's pretty good.
What do you mean? What is it then?
It's just black. It could be anything.
It looks like the face, the cone head, back. Like, that could be a second one?
No, it's
leg,
too small
leg.
To be a full-grown yaoi anyway, isn't it?
Oh, it's impossible to tell scale.
Look, this is the size of a leaf.
Yeah, a close leaf? And how big is that leaf? Well, is this a stupid comparison?
Okay, all right.
It looks very ape-like and bipedal.
Yeah, yep, maybe. That's not the most compelling multimedia I've seen.
Okie dokie.
The Piper footage. Now, that's something.
Yep, that's fair.
Why didn't they film it?
This was a trail cam. I think. So they had, like, heaps of trail cams. Oh, tree cam. What I think. So September 2012, they get this. I don't know what that is.
That's nothing. Okay.
2013, a few more pictures are captured by them. This dark blob.
These are just pros.
This dark blob. That dark blob slightly more accentuated.
From the Ape Project, right?
Yeah.
This is from 2014. They couldn't get enough money for a HD camera.
This one's in 2014. They get that.
Oh, that's shocking.
That's out of focus. In Jan, they grab this photo. This is believed to be a baby yaoi hiding up a tree. They also think that the bit on top is a clawed hand hanging on.
Where?
This. That's its hand. Or like the side of a face. Some people think it's the side.
How are these photos so bad? Like, the whole job of these people was to go out into the bush and take photos.
Well, the thing is, it's a camera strapped to a tree, and it sees something moving, it takes a photo. It's not focusing on anything, I don't think.
Okay.
It should. That would be a great design. April, they take this one.
Oh my god.
It looks like a bush turkey to me, actually, just looking at it like that.
Yeah.
Like its neck. And yep. Cool. And then, so just jumping back to 2013, but a different people. This image is captured on a motion time-lapse camera. So there's a guy called Russell, and he also went into looking for the yaoi, but he used time-lapse cameras.
Mm.
So they're just, like, running, taking photo, and then you can make little GIFs out of, like, something weird. I'm not sure if that's a better way, but it's cool. So he takes this, which he thinks looks like a large ape head, in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few moments later, he sees this.
These all just look like blurry things to me.
Okay. I think he did take a photo, like if you look at it from the further out one, I think he did take exactly the same photo positioning and there was nothing there.
So something in the bush moved. Well done. All right.
Okay. October 2014, again, two gents who want to remain anonymous saw something whack. This one's pretty good. Okay. Walking along a remote track in far north Queensland, they saw what appeared to be a workman in dark overalls walking towards them on the same track.
Mm-hmm.
They paused and stopped walking as it got closer, and they were a little bit confused about what they were seeing. They couldn't really work out what was going on. The figure walked closer to them still, by which time they realized this was not human. The beast came closer, and they saw it was an 8 feet tall beast, covered in short black hair, like jet black, and had a well-fed stomach sporting muscular neck and shoulders. It was about 70 to 80 meters ahead, which is 229 feet-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So then basically that's when they decided to take a photo. After they took a photo, they panicked and got the hell out of there. Unfortunately, it's not a great photo, but you can kind of distinctly see something in the middle of the path.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of impressed by that.
Hmm. Apparently it was 8 feet tall.
That book's really tall.
Mm. I can see what they mean about the, like, well-fed stomach.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
Gangly arms.
Yeah, that's kind of scary looking. I'd freak out if I saw that.
Small legs. That was in 2014. So 2014 again. So this is kind of dodgy. I don't even know whether I should bother showing you. But there's obviously heaps of things that are obviously fake online.
Yeah.
Right? So this is one that I think is very easy to come across when looking into the alley. So I want to talk about it in case someone sees it and you're like, you didn't talk about this amazing thing.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's a tree and it looks like a yaoi hand is reaching around and then it like slowly disappears.
I think I may even have seen this.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
It looks kind of like a cheap glove to me. Let's see. I'm not even going to put it on full screen. That's
how unimportant you think this is.
Yep. There's like this dreadlock coming off the back of it.
It looks really bad. Okay, yeah. You were right not to show that to me. That's not the one I saw. I've seen something similar.
Is it when it goes over the camera?
No, it's the same tree withdrawing thing.
Huh.
It might be in relation to Bigfoot instead.
Well, this is by a YouTuber called Jason H, who apparently is like notorious liars, hoaxers. But some of the great comments by Vegas Flyboy 67 says, I suppose if he gets 1 million views, he can afford the rest of the costume. But yeah, so someone called Mordoyle Coyle said, Jason Heal and Jason Dunn, also known as JJ Yowie Search, are, for that matter, unknown hoaxes and are shunned by the Yowie community and even overseas in the Bigfoot community.
Right.
So if you come across those guys, be wary. Oh, and then I went to, so we looked at like a, looking at that video, and then I went to the original, it was actually taken down. So, in the area of Springbrook, Queensland, where we've had a few sightings, back in November 1977, there was a high school camp deep in the forest. So this is a story we touched on in part one. I have a lot more detail now, and it's related to a later photograph. So this is all in the area of Springbrook, Queensland. So Queensland National Senator Bill O'Chee, do you remember talking about him?
Senator, really.
Was one of 20 teenagers who were heading back after a two-day-long camp. In front of these students, as well as some teachers, emerged a 3-meter-tall hairy beast. It had a flat nose and walked in an eerie crab-like way, like sort of side to side.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember this.
The creature had apparently approached their camp several times during the time that they were camping, making noises, causing like fleeting dark shapes in the corner of people's eyes, and on one occasion they even spotted it through binoculars. They would also come across indentations where it had been lying on the ground like a potential nest.
Mm-hmm.
They would hear ripping of shrubs and small trees throughout the night, and in the morning they would see all these destructions with roots and all ripped up. Bill says, a bloke couldn't do that, it was quite incredible. However, in the last instance, this thing just came out in plain sight. From the woods emerged a, quote, immensely powerful beast. As Bill Lair said, basically we saw a yaoi. We didn't know what it was at the time. We saw a sort of hairy ape-like thing that probably would have stood about 8 feet tall. To this day, O'Chi's account is considered one of the most reliable. This is due to the sheer number of witnesses who went on record that day. And even to this day, 27 years later, when he was talked about it, so it was like 40-something years later today, he confirmed the sighting, stating, "I still remember it and I can still see the damn thing." This is also a man who has a lot to lose by continuing to claim he saw something weird, but regardless, his story has never changed. Interesting.
That is interesting.
6 months later, after that sighting, in early 1978, in the same area, something was seen again. A parks and wildlife ranger, while cutting wood, came face to face with something. He said he had never been so scared in his life. It began with a series of grunts and grumbling, something similar to what a wild pig would emit. Thinking it was something, that's what it was, like a pig, he went to investigate the noise in search of hoof, and search for like hoof prints on the ground. But when he looked up, he saw something that he described as a big black hairy man thing. Scientific description there. He explained that it looked most like a gorilla with huge hands wrapped around a sapling. It had a shiny face with two big yellow eyes. He said, "It just stared at me and I stared back. I felt so numb I couldn't even raise the axe I had in my hand. We seemed to be standing there looking at each other for about 10 minutes before he suddenly gave off a very foul smell that made me vomit. Then it made off sideways and disappeared." Made him vomit from the smell.
Wait, it made him vomit?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, he said may have been vomit. Right.
No, no, sorry, it made him vomit.
Wow.
The ranger then reported this to his boss, who told him to keep quiet about it in order not to encourage hunters into the area. His final words on the topic were, "Before then, I thought they may have been stuff of comic books, but no more." All right. So, in 2014, late March, very close to this area again, a couple of dudes caught the Yowie on film. So, there's a problem with this, though. These two dudes are Jason Heal and Jason Dunn. The guys who people say are hoaxers. So, this was caught on a camera trap, apparently, and it was caught at night, low quality, with a bush hiding most of its body. What appears in the video is a Yowie standing up, investigating a quite high up rock that has lots of apples as bait. And you can see the eyes shine from an infrared camera, infrared light on the camera. Also, these YouTube clips will be... I'll take, like, a still, and you can go to the link in the Facebook description.
So this is from Notorious Fraudsters.
According to one of the comments.
A YouTube comment.
Okay. But this was picked up by a lot of media outlets.
We almost don't need to see it. Like, if these guys are notorious for making stuff up.
But who am I to believe that random comment? Look at my search history.
Oh my god. Is that a real thing?
No. I got sucked in.
What is it actually?
It is just literally a screenshot that isn't actually featured in the video. It's just like a fake image. I do want to show you this one though, because it is one that comes up a lot in the media.
Okay. Alright. Wait, so what's that supposed to be?
The head of a Yowie.
That's supposed to be a head?
Yeah, and two eyes.
Where are the two eyes?
The shiny bits in the front of the face. The thing moving is a head.
Okay, I'm hugely unconvinced by that.
It keeps, like, popping in and out of existence every now and then.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the one the media made a big deal about.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, you're not convinced at all by that?
I couldn't tell what it was. I didn't see two eyes. I don't know. It was all very vague, and these guys are apparently hoaxers.
Yeah. Okay. 2014, AP apparently take heaps of photos of again. Yowie. It's there. Apparently there.
AP continuing to have difficulty focusing on things.
There's a few GIFs. I don't even know it's worth showing you. It's such a pain.
Is there anything that convinced you? What you thought was really good.
That photo down the track.
Yeah.
Hyperfilm.
That we haven't seen yet.
Cool. Well, I'm going to... There's a lot of crap there, but it's not worth going.
Okay.
It's
I
not
guess
great.
We can put it up and see what you think. Make up your own minds.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, there's a blog called the Far South Coast Hominoid Evidence.org. And they have a whole page dedicated to vocals and audio evidence.
Okay.
I listened to all of it. It's somewhat convincing, but I'm not going to share it with you today because you can easily just say that could be just him, that could be a friend. Yeah. So if you're interested, I'll share the link. Absolutely have a listen, but not conclusive enough to share.
Okay.
Science!
Science!
All right.
Ugh. Hello again, old friend. All right. What does science have to say about all this?
DNA, hair, and genetics.
Oh, good.
Let's do this.
Excellent.
Not DNA, sorry, I spoke too soon. Just hair and genetics.
Okay.
So over the years, the AAP have collected many hair samples. These samples have been given to the CSIRO for analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these have been easily identified as already known Australian animals, but still some of them remain unknowns. A forensic specialist slash professor who resides here in Australia has previously concluded that over the last 2 years that whilst the outward appearance seems to suggest an exceptional closeness to human hair, it is unlikely to be human. The hair is tapered, which tells us that the hair has never been cut before. The professor also found that under the examination of external cross-section of the hair, it had a distinct lack of medulla. This is consistent across all of these samples that they are yet to identify.
Mm-hmm.
And only a small percentage, less than 1% of humans, have this lack of medulla in their hair, which is Northern Europeans, apparently.
Okay.
But it is a very distinct primate trait, consistent with great apes.
Okay.
So to simplify all that, it looks different. It looks like it's never been cut in its life, this hair that they found. Mm-hmm. So it's not like human hair has been cut. But it doesn't have a medulla.
What is a medulla?
I looked it up. It's basically like the inside of something. So like they use it in lots of different terms, but it's like the inside hair.
Okay.
I think.
So when you chop a hair in half, it's like the stuff inside it.
Yeah, and it contains DNA.
Oh, good. Well, why didn't they just have a look at the DNA?
Because it doesn't have medulla. That's the thing. Oh, we've got medulla because we're humans.
I see.
This doesn't have medulla, which is consistent with 1% of us humans and a distinct mouth apes. Yeah.
Okay.
This testing means that the animals that these hairs belong to are most likely primates. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're great apes, but primates, yes.
Right. So why did the CSIRO not announce that there is a primate in Australia?
It's not definitive. It's okay. Consistent with primates, but it doesn't say this is primate DNA.
Right, okay. Right.
That's why it's really important when you're looking for Yowie hairs to get the follicle at the end. Because that contains medulla still.
Right.
So, I'm not really sciencey, I don't really get it, but from what I understand, human hair has DNA in the hair, but apes don't.
Okay.
But they do in the flesh, in the follicule.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So, additionally, a large number of sample hairs have been collected by Russell Ladmore, who's the guy who did the, had all the audio samples and did a few of the GIFs that I'll share.
Sure.
And he's not a scientist, but he's done his own test on them to try and determine what he can. So sample 102, which is the sort of clump on the left,
mm-hmm.
he actually collected that from a spot where he found a time-lapse photo. He took a time-lapse video.
Okay.
So he saw something weird, went there, found this fur. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
From first impressions, it is too long to belong to any known Australian animal, and under the microscope, it most closely resembles human hair, but not quite. This photo is a comparison of the scale pattern human hair has under the microscope, and you can see that they're similar, but there's a differentiation. So on the left is the unknown hair sample, and on the right is the human. So the human is more...
Yeah, more like...
consistent and tight.
Yeah.
Wrong words. Left is more loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey.
The next comparison is the root of the hair in the microscope. They're very similar. Nothing to write home about.
Okay.
The next one is the comparison of the medulla. I can't tell what the hell the difference is because I'm not a scientist.
Okay.
They look similar. And this one is the most interesting though. So
I thought they didn't have medulla.
Yeah. The first speaking of medulla has two L's. This one has one L. So they might be different things.
Right.
I'm not a scientist. I don't understand.
Okay.
This one's really interesting. So this one is the comparison of the tips of the hair, so the ends.
Mm-hmm.
We heard before that the yowies look like they've never been cut.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shaggy. So this the unknown tip has a very shaggy end, and his hair tip has a pretty clean cut end.
Okay.
pretty interesting. And then there's another photo to show that more like, jagged end.
Cool. Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Serious split ends. All in all, the three separate experts came up with three separate conclusions about what this hair belongs to. There is no, basically, definitive answer as yet.
Do you know what those three conclusions were?
No. Yowie, yowie, yowie. Cool, so that...
Big yowie, little yowie, medium yowie.
Four different, like, whatever, yeah. Three different species. That's it. That is my evidence. Holy crap.
Wow, we did it.
We did it.
We did it, guys.
You made it through the end.
Oh, there was a lot. There was hair, there were drawings, there was footprints.
A hand.
There was videos. There were all the stories.
Even God, though I said I wouldn't.
There were senators, there were reservists.
Okay.
So, do you guys exist?
Yes, Patty, they do.
I'm, like, leaning towards they probably exist.
Good.
But I'm not confident. I wouldn't say, like, definitely they exist and then, like, proselytize to other people.
Right. What was the most convincing to you?
The hand was pretty convincing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a severed hand and the CSIRO was like, it's not a kangaroo and it only looks like it could only have been a weird kangaroo hand.
Yeah, I was trying to think of other animals, big animals we have. Like, obviously, wallaby's too tiny. That's ridiculous. Platypus, no. Koala, too small. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything. I came up short.
I'm not sure either. And those things I don't think would have freaked out the dogs and cows on that property.
True.
So yeah, the hand was something. The reports by these people who like stand to lose face and potentially like their jobs.
Yeah, well that one sighting, it was a senator.
Yeah.
And also 20 others that included some some
there
teachers.
There were some good sightings in there. The medulla thing, possibly.
I don't think I did it justice. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just reading things online being like, that sounds good.
Yeah. The video, the Piper footage.
Yeah.
Either is just a complete hoax or great evidence because it was... You guys should definitely watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think overall there was enough there that I'm like,
And thousands and thousands of sightings that have gone back generations and Indigenous Australians had this concept of, you know, the hairy man in the bush. It's so obviously real. Plus our amazing footprint evidence.
Yes, let's not forget that. And all the drawings and the fantastic photography of the Australian ape. group, whatever they are. Yeah, after two episodes and an adventure out there, I think they were.
When we heard that thing in the bush that sort of ran off in front of us, I personally saw something that was not chocolate brown, but dark brown. Kind of like when people say they have like brown hair, but it's kind of like blacky brown.
Yeah.
That sort of color. Size of maybe like a big kangaroo. And it just scarpered. And I just sort of kind of caught a glimpse of it. I heard it, obviously.
Yeah, I heard it too. I saw something run off. I didn't get a good
view. Did you see colour?
I didn't see colour even. I would be making it up.
Huh. What would you think that is?
I don't know. Could be...
I think it's kangaroos. It was like down a valley.
Could be a wallaby? I don't know. They can move pretty quickly sometimes.
It was too big for a wallaby. I'd say it was like the size of a kangaroo. Upright kangaroo.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. You think it was a yowie?
I think there's potential it was a yowie. They're apparently really quick. That was quick.
It was quick. I really have no idea.
My thinking, though, if it was a yowie, it instead of being like, oh, fuck, running away, it would they're meant to be sneaky and intelligent. Yeah. They would just be like, oh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like, bleeds behind a bush or something.
Into the bushes. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that settles it for the yowie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even surprised I convinced you because it's so obviously correct. It's so obviously real. It's ridiculous. But holy crap, is there so much information. I have a little thing on Gigantopithecus because we talked about him as a possible explanation about what the hell the yowie is.
Yeah.
So Gary Oppitt, the guy I mentioned before.
The same biologist.
Yeah. So he's an environmental scientist and has a weekly wildlife program on ABC local radio for 17 years.
Wow.
Fun. He has also been a member of the Royal Zoology Society of New South Wales for almost 40 years.
Oh, all right.
So he believes that our Yowie, the species of Yowie we have, potentially could have reached our shores as survivors from washed up tsunamis. So he thinks the Gigantopithecus, they came from Asia, and it's like, how the hell did they get to our shores?
So Gigantopithecus are verified real things?
Yes, yeah, we see their fossils and stuff. Okay. They're just extinct.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the one I showed you a photo of last time.
Wouldn't a bunch have to wash up all at once so they could keep mating?
Yeah. I think that's how they happen. It's a theory.
Okay.
Like, who knows? So apparently Gigantopithecus could be up to 12 feet huge. Tall.
Tall.
Same thing.
12 feet swole. Right.
And then I've got a little chart of how they think potentially Sasquatches evolved.
Okay.
So we've got common ape ancestor, human.
Okay, cool.
And then there's another theory that they're maybe marsupial analogs. Great apes. So, like, you know how Tasmanian tiger is a marsupial, but like we have feline tigers in other countries. Yeah, yeah. Like a shark and a dolphin, same streamline. They think maybe it's a marsupial version.
Okay.
And some people think maybe the Yowie is a Neanderthal species that has just survived.
Okay. All right.
Stay indoors, everyone. Yeah. Or don't. Do what Louis did.
Yeah, and if you are going out to the bush, take better photos than the Australian Aid Foundation.
Oh, or whatever. They're trying their hardest. Cool.
Okay, that wraps up the episode.
That wraps up everything. Yeah, I've just got a little thing for ending. I don't remember writing this, but let's see what happens. I don't know who Greg is, but as Greg the environmental scientist explains... The interesting thing
that
is...
That last name.
I don't know what the
context,
hell.
Any context, just great.
This is like 3 a.m. written. The interesting thing is, if the animal didn't exist, there should be no evidence for its existence.
Greg smoking the ganja.
What?
I think he's saying, like, if it was really... didn't exist at all, why is there so much?
Yeah, like, right.
That would, and the answer to Greg is, because people want it to exist, right?
I guess so. People lie. And then I've got a joke. You want to hear a joke?
That's because they lie, so they see something, they're like, what could it be? And an explanation presents itself. It could be a yaoi, because people have talked about it before.
Anyway, I suppose so.
What's your joke?
Okay. What does a yaoi say when it gets hurt?
Owie.
Yaoi. Ba-dum-tsh. Okay, cool. Well done. You've made it to the end. Are you as crazy as we are? I don't want to talk about the Yowie anymore. I am so excited to just pick on a different cryptid next week.
All right. Oh, God.
Okay.
I know we have to do the normal ending thing, but I'm just exhausted.
Okay, I'll do it all for you.
No, that's okay. It's okay. All right. Because it's the end... Just edit this out. I need a breather.
The Yowie joke gay team. Yeah, it's so funny.
I was weak at the end and it just kicked me while I was down. All right. If you do have any stories or cool images or any comments on this episode or previous episodes, any interaction you want to have with us, email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Yeah, we want to do mini episodes about events you've had where you've run into mysterious creatures or mysterious happenings, or maybe you legitimately know I saw the Yowie on this date and you want to send it to us. I'd love to read them to Patty and talk about it. That'd be awesome.
So I won't be too mean because you'll be our listeners.
Yeah, I'll keep them in check.
I'm invested interest in being nice to you.
And we've also set up something cool. So there's a website called buymeacoffee.com. Buy as in cash dollar. If you go to buymeacoffee.com/cryptidaddicted, we've got an account there. So if you want to help us fuel our coffee/GNT addiction...
That'd be welcome.
That'd be very good.
And potentially going towards, like, another trip or something, maybe down the line.
More baked beans.
Yeah, or something cool. Maybe we could do, like, an experiment, like, try and tear up a tree ourselves and be like, this is really hard. Yowies must exist, or whatever.
Or maybe I can buy an iPad for myself that doesn't crash every 5 minutes.
Don't tell them that. Yeah, maybe buy a suit or a car. No. Also, we have Facebook and Twitter. So we're just cryptid space addicted on both of those. And on Instagram, we're cryptid_addicted.
Yeah, we've been a bit slack on Instagram, but we're going to take a photo of these awesome gins before we drink them. And also, we've had some kind words from some specific listeners, so I really wanted to say thanks to Joseph O from Twitter, Luna Varian from Reddit, Robert Galaviz from... Don't laugh at his name.
I'm laughing at your pronunciation of it. Who gave you this job?
I gave myself this job. Robert Galaviz from Facebook and Husafi on iTunes.
All right.
And everyone else.
So thanks to all of you. I hope you got to the end of this so that you could listen to us thanking you.
Yeah. Oh, stop. What do you think of the Thames Monster?
Oh, shit, yeah. A month ago, I promised to think more about the Thames Monster and actually deliver a verdict, because that's my responsibility to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I looked again at the two most convincing pieces of evidence, which was that one still photo that was really HD.
Yeah.
Which was...
Joe Wild.
Yeah, Joe Wild. And then I looked again also at that footage from the cable car, Emirates cable car.
The very first one.
And they're super convincing. Something is there, and it's weird looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm either going with deformed whale or something we don't know, so a cryptid.
Mm-hmm.
But again... I'm not leaning heavily that way. I'm not confident. It could be that the cable car one is just fake, because it's only 2 seconds of footage. Mm. It could be very easy to just dodgy that up. And the still could just be of some rocks or something.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Oh, cool. I'm going to take that as a win. Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. You win two in a row. Good all right. for you.
I'm going to choose a stupid one next week.
Yay.
No, I won't. All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
See you later. Bye. Yeah.